Chapter 4. The Sprightly Tailor. The leader of the Clan MacDonald lives in Scotland, in the big castle of Saddle. One day, Lord MacDonald orders an old tailor to make a pair of trousers for him. He wants to wear them during a celebration.
I want a pair of new elegant trousers, with a lot of decorations,
he says to the tailor. Lord MacDonald likes betting, and so he says to the tailor,
I will pay you double if you go and sew my trousers in that old church at night.
In fact, near the castle, there are the ruins of an old church. The people in the village say that it is a haunted place, full of ghosts and monsters. But the tailor is a brave man, and he wants to have more money. So he agrees to go to the church and sew Lord MacDonald's trousers. At midnight, he goes to the church with a candle in his hand, and when he arrives there, he sits on a gravestone and starts to sew. Everything is quiet and silent. But after some time, he hears a strange sound coming from the floor of the church. Then he sees the head of a monster. It is coming out of the floor. The monster's face is horrible. He has got large red eyes and ears like a bat. His face is full of black hair. The creature has got a large mouth and long teeth. The monster says to the tailor,
Can't you see my big head?
Yes, yes,
answers the tailor.
I can see it, but I am sewing now.
And he keeps on sewing without looking at the monster. The monster is very surprised because people are always afraid of him. Then he comes out of the floor a bit and asks,
Can't you see my big neck?
Yes, yes,
answers the tailor.
I can see it, but I am sewing now.
Now the monster is getting really angry and comes out of the floor up to his chest.
Can't you see this big chest?
He says with a loud voice.
Yes, yes,
answers the tailor.
I can see it, but I'm sewing now.
The monster stretches his arms. They are very long. His hands are very big and have black nails. He is very close to the tailor now.
Can't you see my big long arms and my big hands?
Cries out the monster. And the tailor answers again,
Yes, yes, I can see them, but I'm sewing now.
Now the monster is completely out of the church floor. He has got long legs and enormous feet. He cries,
Can't you see my long legs?
Now he is standing in front of the tailor. But the man finishes his trousers, puts them under his arm, and runs away with the candle in his hand. He runs very fast, and the monster follows him because he wants to catch him. But the tailor runs faster than the monster. He goes away from the ruins of the old church and reaches Lord MacDonald's castle. He is safe now. Well, in the end, the tailor gets double money for the trousers. Energy and determination conquer all things.